8.
Once again, here we are at the top of the show, and of course we start it with Talk Radio News. Our pals in Washington, no better insiders, as I'm fond of saying. Ellen Ratner joins us this time around, and apparently she is right now outside the White House. Are you shivering out there? What's the weather like?
No, it's I would say high 50s, low 60s, maybe early 60s.
Yeah, that's not bad. Not too bad at all. Well, it was a busy day.
We get when the president speaks, it comes in through our speakers at the White House so that we can record right from there, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I love that. And, of course, the president is in Texas, and he's pushing the health care, talking about health care and why Texans should actually be concerned and want it, right?
That's right, and why it's such an important issue for Texas, although Senator Ted Cruz in Texas said that the president should stop his tour and not go into Texas because the Texas people can create their own jobs and they don't need him. I mean, you know, Ted Cruz, just quit while you're ahead on this one.
All right, in talking about health care, Kathleen Sebelius today testified before the Senate Finance Committee. She got roughed up a little bit, didn't she?
Well, she did get roughed up a little bit, but you know, she said that this was going to work at some point. However, Pat Roberts, the senator from Kansas,
yeah,
he said that she should resign. And of course, we all know that if she resigned, where is the president ever going to get somebody through in this Senate in terms of another cabinet officer? Just isn't going to happen.
Yeah. We've said this before, you've covered Washington for a long time now. In your opinion, Ellen, is this one of these game changers for Obama? In other words, will he be judged really on health care and what happens 20 years from now down the line as far as his legacy is concerned?
Well, I think he will be. I think that it depends. If this works and if people get health care and they have access to health care in this country, you know, I think he's going to get a pretty good reputation. But I think, look at our view of LBJ. He got us in the Vietnam War. Many of us, I'm old enough that I remember, you know, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today? But that isn't the whole way he's looked at. He's looked at his Great Society program. He's looked at what he did with poverty. And so I think the jury's out.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the jury's out at this point. We have to wait and see what happens and then what happens in between, because there's still plenty of time left on his watch, that's for sure. SCOTUS heard the prayer case today. What was that all about?
Okay, well, the prayer case was about a place in New York called Greece, New York, and two women, one a Jewish woman and another an atheist, were very offended by going to town council and hearing these very sectarian prayers. They complained. They were told if they didn't like it, they didn't have to sit there. Then when this case came up, they decided to make sure that they would get some other prayers. So they got a Jewish guy in, and then they got a Hindu or something. But then after 1 month, they went back to their very sectarian prayers. Very religious prayers, and then it got brought before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, all right, interesting stuff.
What they're saying is, and the women's lawyer is saying this, that this is coercion, and that the Constitution says that no government should establish a religion. And so that they said by doing the same kind of prayer every month or whenever they did it, I guess it was monthly or weekly, that it was essentially establishing a prayer, establishing a religion, and it was coercion. It'll be interesting to see. I think it'll be a 5-4 decision, and it will go that they can do any kind of prayer they want. That's my guess.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. That's what I figured, too, 5-4. Hey, last one, because you guys have been all over Syria. You met with a Syrian support group. What did they have to tell you? I guess they're supporting the rebels.
They are supporting the rebels. They say that 20% of the rebels are the insurgency bad guys, people we know as Islamist radicals. But most of them do want a free society. Most of them do want to have elections. And I said, well, you know, right now Christmas is a holiday in Syria. And they said that their group is very pro both Christian Israel. I mean, they just want a democratic society. But it's interesting. They are allowed to give medical supplies and other. They're the one group that's allowed to do that. One always wonders if they're not getting some help from the agency. But we didn't ask that, and they didn't tell us.
There you go. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks as always. Have a great night.
Thank you. You got
Bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye. All right, jumping on the political stuff that we were just talking about there, from Washington to Dallas, the big trip by the Prez, talking about the health care law and people supporting it, and the president saying the help is coming as far as the website is concerned. November 30th, it's supposed to be completely fixed, all the flaws and all the hiccups and everything else in between. And in the meantime, as we talked about there, the Health and Human Services Secretary Sebelius, it was just, man, punch after punch after punch. And you know, reasonably, of course, this is exactly what was going to happen. You get into the ring, and she was easy pickings, and she should have been, because, again, somebody has to be responsible. And if you're the secretary, and underneath you have X, Y, Z amount of people, you still answer for that. Now, she did say she takes responsibility and has said that a couple of different times. But, you know, it's interesting. Texas ranks highest in the nation in the percentage of people without insurance, and that's a definite. I've talked to plenty of people in healthcare that verify that, so we know that to be true. But the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, will not go for the expansion of Medicaid for people with incomes at or below 133% of the federal poverty level. So, because remember, the Supreme Court's decision that upheld the individual mandate also said states could opt out of the Medicaid provision. So that's exactly what Perry did, saying it was ineffective, and that by doing that, it would establish a state exchange that would amount to intrusions into the sovereignty of the state. And this, he said this a while ago, when all that went down last year. There are other governors who have rejected the Medicaid expansion. Ohio, Michigan, same thing. Obama was really hitting home, saying, this is the state, for goodness sake, that needs it. This is a no-brainer. Why would we not want to take advantage of this? And Perry said, with Obama's visit to the state, that Texas needs the flexibility to implement fundamental state-specific reforms to Medicaid instead of a one-size-fit-all Washington mandate, because it would bankrupt the state, and we're not in that position. Texas isn't in that position. Isn't it interesting? So you had Obama in the state of Texas, and you had the governor blasting the policies and saying, oh, no, don't sell it to us. We don't want it. We're not going to expand it. Forget about that. All right, stay with me. Much more to come. We've just scratched the surface here on this Hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your turn is to plead my case. No orbits to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now.
In the first few weeks after healthcare.gov launched, users had to wait an average of 8 seconds for pages to load. Today, it typically takes less than a second. A month ago, viewing and filtering health plans took minutes. Today, it takes seconds. Many consumers used to see a blank screen at the end of their application process. Today, they see whether they're eligible for financial assistance, which is the next step in the process.
All right, that's a little slice of what we were just talking about. Kathleen Sebelius, the website. I agree with so many of you who have sent notes and said, you know what, I'm just sick of talking about the website. We know it was bungled. We know that the rollout shouldn't happen when it happened. We know that the company that handled it, messed it up. In fact, what's kind of interesting now is that you have one of the head honchos for the company is resigning. Well, of course they're resigning because the heat is on. And somebody's head has to roll, because in Washington they're afraid to fire anyone, apparently. So instead of firing someone in Washington and saying, hey, this wasn't implemented correctly, this messed up what should have been a signature piece for the president, whether it's a mess or not, this is what the Democrats are pushing, this is what the president is pushing, that health care for all, everyone, affordable. And so we see just how messed up the whole thing was right from the get-go. And what's interesting is that because of that, you now have finally somebody who's stepping away. But the problem is it's not somebody in D.C. So it's somebody connected to the website, because, geez, they only got paid millions and millions and millions. Did I say that again? Millions to make this website effective. and easy to work. So you hear Sebelius there saying, well, it takes 8 seconds for the pages to load. Well, that's okay. It only took 25 hours for people to sit on it, to sit there and wait to get signed in and to cruise for health control. For affordable health care. It is health control, Freudian slip. So in the effort to control it, it's really blown up in their face without a doubt. I mean, absolutely, that's what's happened. So the chief information officer who supervised the technical development of healthcare.gov is retiring. Yeah, thanks for the botched rollout, and we're not going to have that reception for you, but at least somebody's the sacrificial lamb. Yep, Tony Trinkle his name is. And what the only thing, the little release that I got, actually, said that he was going to take a position in the private sector. That's it. And they circulated it among employees. Just an abrupt departure. Yep, time to retire. So that's baloney. He was getting pummeled. And because he was in charge of it and it was messed up, they pretty much forced him to ditch out. That's what happened there. And I'd have to say, there's a lot of things I don't agree with that Orrin Hatch says, and then some things I do agree with. He said, you know what, the Obamacare problems just get worse by the day. He's absolutely right. They're trying to put a happy spin on it and a happy face, but it's just plagued with errors, delays, wrong information, all that kind of stuff. So the 36 states that don't have their own health exchanges, like Texas, where the president was visiting, these are people that were frustrated by being on the web and not being able to sign in, not being able to get some kind of a plan, knowing, and this is why so many people went there, that they were going to be fined. Who wants to get fined for not having health care? So Sebelius admits that, listen, you know, some of the information, some of the things that have happened are not, you know, we're correcting that as we move along. And when she gave her testimony before the Senate, and they're going to have these monthly progress reports, and they want to know what the specific enrollment figures are, and she says, well, we don't have them. That's going to come next week. We have no idea. We don't have them. We don't know what the data is, so we'll just have to wait until next week. And she also admitted that convicted felons might have been hired as navigators. And what's a navigator? They would have access to all the personal information of people signing up for health care coverage, because there are no background checks for the navigators. There's no background checks. They have to have independent verification and that kind of stuff for the privacy, they say, of the exchanges. So now they're having problems with people having to give some of their personal information. Because why? How much do they make as a family? How much? What's their income? So think of who could take advantage of that information and Social Security numbers and all that financial information. So, I don't know. Signing in at healthcare.gov, they're trying to say now, well, it's 100% secure. So I guess there would be two ways to look at it. If you were trying to sign up, and of course you couldn't sign up, so you were so frustrated you went away from the website, at least your information didn't get picked off because there was a criminal navigator who was surfing around, hired by the government, who was surfing around and stealing your information off the website. Key thing here is people need to be able to get the health care that they were getting before, get the same doctor they've relied on, and that's it. You have faith in one doctor because it's a guessing game. I love doctors. I got a couple of good friend doctors in my life, right? And they're just tired of this whole thing. They're having people come in and they just want to pay for it out of their pocket because they can't afford the health care. But, of course, all of that is changing. And it's a guessing game. So somebody does have to be familiar with you. If they're not, you risk your health in a much different way because you're going from one doctor to another doctor. So what a nightmare. Dumped into the exchanges, kicked off your health care, good luck trying to find an affordable plan that has your doctor in the network. It's not looking great for a lot of people. Not looking good. What's interesting is the Virginia Attorney General, Ken Cuccinelli, really slammed all the problems with Obamacare in his run for governor in Virginia. And he almost took it away from Terry McAuliffe, who spent over $15 million. I mean, you talk about slim margins. That was a slim margin. He lost basically by a handful of points. I mean, Cuccinelli almost won. Almost won. 48 McAuliffe had. Terry McAuliffe had 48% to 45. 45. Very, very telling. Coming up in our second hour of America Tonight, we're going to peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo, and we're going to talk about that race and Chris Christie and Bill de Blasio and some of the other races and the significance of a muddled Republican message and what has to happen for 2014 and 2016. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, Dan Epstein joins us on the program, and Dan Epstein is the watchdog of all watchdogs, is going to tell us why so many of your dollars are being wasted by the federal government in a very, very bad way, with a scandal that broke months and months ago where money could have been saved. So as we're bleeding money and we have to look for places to find money, cause of action found some money. And now you have the Senate awakening to the problem. So we'll talk about it. Blatant, blatant waste of tax dollars. Also coming up on this hour of America Tonight, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Dumb things I shouldn't have done coming up in our next segment, because it all made me laugh so hard I just couldn't stand it. I had to get it on the air as fast as possible. Because we've been railing on the website, we've been railing on some obvious things and frustrations. So we're going to take a little break from all of it in the third segment here in this hour of America Tonight. Also, we're going to slip in a little daily salute. Yeah, we got to add a few smiles instead of frowns all the time. Are we frowning? We're frowning too much. Stay with us. More fun and frivolity next on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great, but your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
As always, thank you for listening to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. All right, I promised that I would do this segment because I thought we needed to smile rather than frown throughout the entire show, right? So easy to just beat that drum. Beat that drum. And you can beat that drum. Trust me, I'm there with you because I'm really digging around. And you know that probably of every issue that we've covered on this show, we've been all over the healthcare, all over it from the very start. So we know this inside and out from the beginning to the end. We knew the things that are happening were going to happen. Although I can say I didn't expect the website to have the problems that it had and then to realize the price tag attached to it, because that's just too easy of a punching bag. You would think that would be the one thing with all that time. You'd get it as close to perfect as possible. But for dumb things I shouldn't have done, the website isn't one of them, because that would be just too easy. So let's go check out what you had to say that you did dumb.
What's that? You...
Ah!
go. All right, so Miner in Minnesota says, hi, Kate. I just have been waiting and waiting and waiting for the right time to send you this. Sadly, my dog, Major, I love that. His name's Miner and his dog is Major. My dog, Major, is more than man's best friend. Man, I'm telling you, I'd be lost without him. He's a beautiful, 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 he said it like five times, German Shepherd. And I take him with me when I go on errands, run around, go see my buddies, that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, Major was in the car on a very hot day a couple of months ago when I stopped at the store, went in the store, came back out, and realized that I had locked my keys in the car. Poor Major, he was fogging up the windows. I was teary-eyed, man. I know big men don't cry, but I was getting teary-eyed because I realized as well, in my haste to go grab a sixer, and I ran in, I didn't have my keys. I locked them in the car, and there was my cell phone. So I was left begging people to use their phones. And while people in Minnesota are very nice, it took me a while to find somebody that let me use their phone. Finally, I got somebody over to the car, and we were able to get the keys and whatnot. But it really took me about a half an hour, and the poor dog was dehydrated. I was so worried I took him to the vet the next day. I'd have to say that's the dumbest thing that I've ever done. Yeah, that's kind of sad. That's kind of a sad one, but, you know, Miner corrected it. What are you going to do? You make the mistake, you got to hurry up and fix it. Unfortunately, he had the double mistake because the keys and the cell phone in the car, not that equals poor. It's one thing to have, you know, have your keys in the car, lock your keys in the car, and but at least you have the cell phone, because everybody always has their cell phone, right? So, boom, you're dialing 911 for help. You're dialing the locksmith, whatever, whichever was the easiest thing to do. Or somebody, if you were close to your house, to grab another set of keys and help you out. But that's a bummer. Oh, that's a bummer. And if he was, you know, freaked out and he was by the car and trying to help him, well, then that's only going to get the dog more animated after a while. But it ended up okay because the dog didn't die, even if it was a very hot day. And it could have been a bigger disaster, like if he's in the middle of nowhere running or whatever. Then you just have to smash a window, sorry. You're just going to have to figure out a way to smash a window and get the keys, and then the problem solved. But that didn't happen there. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, let's go to this one. This is from Ray in Illinois. And Ray in Illinois says, Kate, I pulled the ultimate dumb move. I was in a hurry, packed up my bags. I was visiting my brother in San Diego and realized I got to O'Hare, which I've heard you talk about family in Chicago, so I'm sure you've flown into O'Hare. I got to O'Hare, seemed like I had plenty of time, and I realized once I parked and was going in the airport, I didn't have my ticket. So I had to go back to get my ticket. The problem was it was in the middle of rush hour at that point. So I had given myself enough time to beat rush hour. My flight was at 9:30. Let's just say there was no way I was going to get that ticket and get back in time. So I did go home. I did get it. I did come back, and I had to get on a later flight, much later. I had to fly out in the afternoon. By the time I got to my brother's, I was dog tired and really upset at myself for forgetting my ticket. How lame. I had everything else that you can imagine packed, but did not have the ticket. You know what? The airport shuffle is what I call it, is the worst. And I don't know if it's with, you know, we're all that way, especially if you have an early flight, and so there's not, you don't have all this time, that you got to have all this extra time to pack up things. I don't know if it's because of 9/11, you know, that the hurry up, get there early, and show ID, do this, do that, that it makes us more, I don't know what the word is, more feeling more pressure, I guess, or more anxiety. It might be partially that, but I know what Ray's saying, because I can't tell you, I'm not OCD, but I feel like I'm OCD when I'm flying somewhere. I check, it's like a million times I check for the ticket and I check for the driver's license. Okay, you have this bag, this thing. Okay, where's the driver's license? Where's the ticket? And if you've listened to me at all and followed this little game, America Tonight, then you know it was probably, when was it? It's probably 2 years ago. I was flying into New Hampshire, actually. I was flying into New Hampshire through Philadelphia, and I went to the airport, had the ticket, everything, thought I had the cell phone, and I think someone took my cell phone, because I think in the shuffle that I put it down for a second, it was an iPhone, and someone grabbed it. But whatever happened, and I know it happened at the airport, it was lost. So then you get to Philadelphia. Well, there's not payphones, really. I mean, there's like one payphone in the whole terminal, which I eventually found. And I was stuck without this cell phone. Upon my arrival, my good buddy George took me immediately, because he knew I would be stressed, because everything's on that stupid phone. So he took me to an Apple store, and the situation was remedied pretty easily. They took care of it, but it was weird not to have that and then not to be able to call and find literally, I'm not kidding you, in a modern airport, one payphone, because no one's on payphones. There's so many devices. They even sell iPhones and things, not an Apple store. They didn't have an Apple store, but they had disposable phones or whatever and other things that they sold, almost like in a vending. It wasn't a vending machine in the one terminal, so I can completely relate to that. Ray, I bet you a lot of other people listening can. Guys, women, it doesn't matter. If you're a guy, what are you throwing in a briefcase? Put in the inside jacket, you know, in the inside of your jacket or whatever it is. So it's a bad beat when that happens. Luckily, you got Ray on the plane later in the day, even if it was exhausting and you were mad and all that other stuff. At least you were able to get there. That's the key thing. All right, one more. This one is from Joseph in Missouri. And Joseph in Missouri says, "Dumb things I shouldn't have done. I don't know. Where do I begin? I guess my biggest blunder was this, Ms. Delaney. I am an avid bike rider, and I took my bike out for a ride over the weekend and rode probably 25 miles or so. Felt good. I'm in pretty decent shape, probably because of the biking. And then I have my car, and it's kind of on a slant on a hill because I have one of those driveways, and I put my bike just on the pavement just below where the car was parked, and for some reason when I went somewhere and pulled kind of around the bike, it was easy because it's like a two-car lane, and then when I came back, I forgot to put the parking brake on, and my car rolled down, smashed into my bike, scratched up a little bit of the car, of course, ruined the bike, smashed the wheel on the bike, scared me to death because it could have gone even further into the street. I guess that's the thing I should be thankful for. But it was very upsetting because it was a stupid mistake not putting on the brake and having that slow roll and not even realizing it, having already walked around the corner to go in the house. Yeah, that's a bad one, too. All the dumb things this time around. Keys, dog in the car, bike getting demolished, ticket, having to take a later flight. Jeez. If you have a dumb thing that you shouldn't have done, send it to me at americatonight.net. Dan Epstein, cause of action, government waste, up next on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Dan Epstein from Cause of Action, of course, the group's executive director. We've talked about in the past the frustrations with the Deputy Inspector General, Charles Edwards, and the fact that back and forth, Dan and I went talking about this administration, of course, the lack of transparency. And Cause of Action has said repeatedly, Dan has said, there's no doubt this is harming America. So here we go again with, could we please see the documents? Dan, as always, thanks for popping on. What's it about this time when it comes to Edwards and the office?
Well, Cause of Action has been looking at the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General's office ever since we did a broad review of just how much money our federal government has spent on something that most people would think is inconsequential, and that is promotional items, gag gifts, and other sorts of things. And it turns out that, in fact, our federal government spends millions of dollars on those things each year. And we ultimately looked at the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General because he refused to respond to our FOIA request. And ultimately, what we found was that in his refusing to respond, insiders came forward and indicated that there were some other things going on in that IG office. And we wanted to investigate. We submitted a Freedom of Information Act request. And ultimately, the Department of Homeland Security IG refused to respond to our request. So what we are now doing is we had to sue the IG. We got insider information coordinated with Congress, and we sent in June a letter to President Obama that he needs to ask this inspector general to resign, because what our insiders indicated was that this inspector general is not just using taxpayer dollars to fly to Florida to pay for his PhD, to have his wife go to India and then pay for her cell phone bills, and to, in effect, waste our tax dollars when he's supposed to be preserving them and overseeing them. But we also got indications that when someone complained about his wife, he destroyed those documents. And if that's the case, then he violated federal law. So we asked the president, who's the only one who could ask for an IG's resignation, to ask for that resignation.
And, of course, nothing from the White House, I'm certain, right?
No, and keep in mind, there's politics with everything here. But President Obama, his nominee for the Department of Homeland Security, after Napolitano stepped down, that nomination sitting in the Senate. So ultimately, the president, if in fact he was to ask for the resignation of an IG at a department that he wants to appoint someone at, there's going to be greater scrutiny. So he has incentives not to do it. But at the end of the day, what is making the news now is the fact that you have Ron Johnson on the Republican side of the Senate, Claire McCaskill on the Democratic side.
Yeah.
They both have asked for this guy's resignation. They have seen the documents that show that he has wasted our tax dollars, that he is not a good steward of public service, and that, in effect, this is exactly the kind of guy we don't want in our federal government, and yet he's leading a watchdog agency.
Yeah, and I guess if you think about that, too, and you got, Johnson, a Republican, McCaskill, a Democrat, this definitely would now, with the pressure there, you would think that something would happen sooner rather than later. Still haven't seen the Boulder move. But, I mean, this was all over the Washington Post and in a couple of other places it popped up, too, as well. So maybe with, as you said, some of that political pressure, this happens, and then your lawsuit would get dropped, but your pressure would have been tremendous because you've been banging the drum certainly longer than McCaskill and Johnson. But it shows you that if they've seen the documents and they're saying it, and this, you know, this has got to be some pretty, there may be some other stuff that we don't know that's in the documents.
Well, exactly. And it just makes you wonder, well, if nothing happens to this deputy inspector general, who actually is the acting inspector general, then what signal does that say to taxpayers? You know, you have the person who's the highest in the highest rung of an agency inspector general office who has wasted our tax dollars, who has potentially destroyed documents in violation of the Federal Records Act, and yet nothing happens to him. Seems like taxpayer dollars can be wasted and there's no remedy. There's no accountability. And I think this is a president who fired, one of his first acts of office was to fire Gerald Walton, who was the inspector general of the Corporation for National and Community Service. And the reason he fired him was apparently because, according to the Oversight Committee, Gerald Walton was looking at some of Obama's political friends out in California. And Obama didn't like that. So he fired him. But here we have an inspector general where there's evidence that he wasted our tax dollars, that he may have violated the law, and the president does nothing. It should be no surprise that this administration has more IG vacancies than any administration in history. And the president is not appointing the watchdogs to oversee his political branches. So I think, you know, taxpayers should be really concerned because it sends the message that the president who is going to fundamentally change Washington and clean up Washington is a president who basically doesn't give a flip about accountability.
Yeah. Yeah, and the accountability is so huge in this case, and the violations that we, like we said, the violations that we're aware of, can you imagine what else must be in there if we don't know that? And you got to provide these documents. I mean, we have to see those documents, and we'll see ultimately what the outcome of this is. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think there's finally going to be pressure because now politics comes into this? And, you know, you've covered this game for a while. You think he ends up stepping away?
Well, I think ultimately, you know, Kate, I think this is an IG who is actually very politically savvy. He started as an IG in the Bush administration. He's continued on through the Obama administration. He has very much appeased Republicans. One of the things he did was he said, I'm going to investigate this whole Ali Mayorkas issue in the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, where he's, you know, this is the guy who fast-tracked Terry McAuliffe, now Governor McAuliffe's visa applications for his company Green Tech. So Edwards investigated that and obviously appeased many Republicans in doing that. So I think he's trying to bide his time, try to placate both Democrats and Republicans so that they avoid scrutiny of him. But ultimately what, you know, cause of action is going to do with our FOIA lawsuit is we are going to keep arguing with the Department of Justice until we get all the documents that we need, all of the record, and ultimately we're going to show. The president, we informed you in June 2013 that you should have asked for this guy's resignation. Two senators on both sides of the aisle basically said this guy needs to resign. Nothing happened. You did nothing. And here are the documents to show he may have violated the law. Well, what does that mean for you? I don't think this is the guy who's going to step down unless the president fires him.
Yeah. You know, this is something someone wanted me to ask you this last time you were on. Is this often when this happens and you're pressed up against, you're asking for documents, not just in this case, but in other cases? I mean, because that's the whole idea of cause of action. You're pointing out some of the things that obviously you've seen and you want to highlight that Americans should know, especially when it comes to wasted tax dollars. How many lawsuits, since you've been there, how many lawsuits have you filed where it's resulted in the end game having the other side saying, okay, I give, and ultimately because of the scrutiny they've had to give into it and, let's say, show the documents or come clean with whatever it was that they were being accused of?
Yeah, I mean, we've had several lawsuits like that. In fact, often a lot of our lawsuits we actually bring because the agency doesn't respond to our FOIA request. You know, we actually sued the White House last year because the White House, even though it's not generally subject to FOIA, the Office of Management and Budget is. And we wanted to know, you know, we were concerned that this administration is using federal grant money to basically steer it to politically favored congressional districts. And we wanted to know if OMB thought that was compliant with the law. So we sent a FOIA to the Office of Management and Budget asking for records. They didn't respond. We had to sue them, and ultimately they negotiated a settlement with us in terms of the records. But often the case is that the most transparent administration in history doesn't even respond to FOIA requests.
Yeah, wow. It's crazy. So it's like I say, when somebody goes into the White House, if they tell you what they're going to be, a lot of times you can expect the opposite. And you're right. This was the one thing that heading into the first term was, this is going to be different. When they were beating up on the Bush administration, hey, we're not going to be like that. We're transparent. And as the most liberal friend I could possibly have, Dan, Ellen Ratner told me, they are the least transparent of any administration she's ever covered. That's pretty accurate, huh?
That's absolutely accurate. I mean, in fact, you know, some of the most prominent groups that are saying statements like that are from the left. And that could be an indication that this president fundamentally changed Washington. He made it more opaque.
Yep. Yep. All right. Cause of action. Keep doing what you're doing. Executive Director Dan Epstein, we appreciate it. Talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.